This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam, taslima kathira, thumma amma ba'd. So tonight, inshallah, I'm going to keep you until Fajr, bidnillah azza wa jal. Because the hadith that I have in front of my hand is about actually 8 pages. But we're going to take it into, inshallah, different sessions. So we're going to break it down to small sessions. But this hadith is one of the most beautiful stories you will ever hear about the life of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum in regards to the principle of Tawbah. Anyone knows what hadith is I'm talking about? What story I'm referring to right now? The very famous story of Tawbah that was mentioned in the Quran as well too. What story is that? Who's the main character in that story? What was his name? الثلاثة الذين خلفوا. The three companions who stayed behind when the Prophet ﷺ called everybody to go out for the battle of Tabuk, right? But who was the main character, the name of the Sahabi in that story? What was his name? Huh? Ka'b ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala. Let's hear that story, or a little bit from that story together. So we're going to break the story, bidnillah, for the next few nights, bidnillah azza wa jal. Hadith number 21 in Riyad al-Salihin, the book of Tawbah. Qala wa an Abdullah ibn Ka'b ibn Malik. Wa kana qaida Ka'b radiallahu anhu an min banihi hina ami. This is now the story that's been told by Abdullah, the son of Ka'b ibn Malik. He used to guide his father. He used to be his guide after he became blind. Like in old age, Ka'b radiallahu anhu, he lost his sight. So his son Abdullah used to guide him to the masjid. So he says, قَالَ سَمِعْتُ كَعْبَ بْنَ مَالِكَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ يُحَدِّثُ بِحَدِيثِ حِينَ تَخَلَّفَ عَنْ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ فِي غَزْوَةِ تَبُوكَ. He goes, one time I heard the story from my father. I heard a story from my father when he was speaking about his remaining behind instead of joining the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he left for the battle of Tabuk. Just to give context to the story over here. So the battle of Tabuk was the last official main battle that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam participated in personally. The last official one. And it happened on the 9th Hijri year. And again, to give you the context of that, so after the Hudaybiyah treaty between the Prophet ﷺ and the people of Mecca, now the Prophet ﷺ secured the southern border from any kind of aggression or fighting or battles, because now we have a treaty. So what did the Prophet ﷺ do? He went north. He now securing the northern borders, and the closest town was Khaybar. Khaybar was the home or the house of the many of the Jewish refugees who left Medina and went up north. So they stayed in Khaybar. And they kept kind of like inciting against the Prophet ﷺ, the tribes in that region, their area. And the Prophet ﷺ wanted to make sure that they don't do this anymore. So they went in what we call the Battle of Khaybar. The Prophet ﷺ, he went there, finished it. He kind of like dispersed them all over, and they took the city from them. So they secured the area. Now the closest town to Khaybar from the north is actually Tabuk. And Tabuk is very close to the southern border of the Roman Empire. In that area, there were the Arab Christians. They have the Arab state, the Arab Christian actually, who used to rule as a vassal state for the Romans in that region. So what happened there? Now the news is spreading. The news is already spreading in that region. That small Arab town is actually becoming strong, and now it's becoming stronger and stronger, obviously. So the Prophet ﷺ, then he conquered Mecca. When Mecca was conquered, and the Prophet unified almost the Arabian Peninsula under one banner, it became a new threat for them. So what did they do? They start trying to recruit. Now the Arab Christians, they tried to recruit their own people to try to attack in the south before the Prophet ﷺ, actually he builds a stronger community. So the Prophet says, let's go there before they make that attempt. He wants to say, let's be on the offense before they can beat us to it. So the Prophet ﷺ told the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, whoever is capable on riding the back of a camel should go with us. Anyone who is capable of doing that, don't stay behind. Come with us. And they would have four people rotating on the back of one camel throughout the desert. What made it even worse, it was in the summer. It was in the summer. And the summer in the Arabian Peninsula is hot. You guys live in Texas, you know what I'm talking about, right? So we had that summer in Dallas this year, mashallah. But then And since it's the summer as well, that's the time when they have their best harvest. Harvest for what? The palm trees and the beautiful dates and the sweet fruits and all that kind of stuff. Like, it's the best season. And they haven't had a season like this in years, because they've been battling and fighting for 7-8 years in Medina with the people around them. And now suddenly, that is probably the first most peaceful year for them before they could start taking the harvest from the trees. Now that's the context. But now the Prophet says, before they attack us, let's go and take the offense up there north. And the Prophet says, whoever is capable of coming and joining us, you don't stay behind, come and join me. So about 10,000 people joined the Prophet ﷺ. Some of them were from the hypocrites, and they didn't like it. So as they were going, they kind of like start slowing themselves a little bit, and then they disappear at night, and they go back again to Medina. And some people, they even came to the Prophet ﷺ, and they gave their excuses. Ka'b radiallahu anh, he says, قال, لم أتخلف عن رسول الله في غزوة غزاها قط إلا في غزوة تبوك. He said, I never stayed behind. I never left the Prophet ﷺ on the battlefield except on that battle, Tabuk. That's the only one I missed with the Prophet ﷺ. غير أني قد تخلفت في غزوة بدر, because I wasn't there at Badr, but Badr was not mandatory and it wasn't even supposed to be a battle to begin with. It was just pursuing a caravan. So no one was blamed for not joining Badr. ولم يعاتب أحدا لم يعاتب أحدا تخلف عنه. إنما خرج رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم والمسلمون يريدون عير قريش. They were after the caravan, so therefore no one was blamed not to attend. قال حتى جمع الله بينه وبين عدوه في على غير ميعاد إن بدر. And then he says, قال ولقد شهدت مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ليلة العقبة حين توثقنا الإسلام. He goes, look, even though I missed Tabuk, I missed Badr, but I'm honored to witness one single night with the Prophet ﷺ in Mecca, in the darkest of the night, and when we gave the Prophet the pledge for Islam, Bay'atul Aqaba is called, the pledge of Al-Aqaba, which is the ridge, mountain ridge, where they were hiding and they making the meeting with the Prophet ﷺ secretly during the Hajj season. قال وما أحب أن لي بها مشهد بدر. Says, you know, for me, that was dearer to me than witnessing Badr itself, because that moment was the beginning of everything. It was the beginning when the Prophet ﷺ, he took the covenant from them and they said, we'll take care of it, Ya Rasulullah. We gave you our word. Before even there was a Medina, before there was even a society, a community, or even an army, nothing. So they were kind of like, with nothing, we said, we'll take it from here. He said, that's why I'm proud of that. قال وإن كان بدر أذكر في الناس منها, although Badr remember, although people remember the battle of Badr more than remember that night. He said, for me, that night was more important. Then, وقال وكان من خبري حين تخلفت عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في غزوة تبوك أني لم أكن قط أقوى ولا أيسر مني حين تخلفت عنه في تلك الغزوة والله. He says, unfortunately, for me, he says, I've never been stronger, more prosperous, financially doing well than I was in that year. Like, that was the best. I was in my best situation, my best financial prosperity, my best, you know, strength, and like, oh, I couldn't find any better moment to be in. And that's, unfortunately, he says, maybe that's why he became behind. قال والله ما جمعت قبلها راحلتين قط حتى جمعتهما في تلك الغزوة. He says, I never had in my life two camels before. That year, I had two camels. Like, I had no excuse. Like, imagine, says, I've never had two cars, two rides, right? But that year, mashallah, I have in the driveway, I have two rides, mashallah, right? That's what he was saying. I have two rides. I could have gone with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. قال ولم يكن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يريد غزوة إلا ورى بغيرها حتى كانت تلك الغزوة. He said, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he usually, whenever he goes out to the battlefield, he wouldn't give the exact direction or destination to the people. Like, he keep it hidden. That's a strategy of war. Kind of like, don't give them the right direction. Just tell them, give them vague answer. He goes, accept this one. Because he knew how far this is going to be, how difficult is it going to be, and he wanted the people to be prepared for it. So he told them, we are going to Tabuk. And then, قال فغزاها رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في حر شديد. It was extremely hot that year. واستقبل سفرا بعيدا ومفازا. And it was a far, far travel, far destination, and going through a lot of desert. It was very dangerous, basically. قال واستقبل عددا كثيرا. And he had many people with him. Like he had a large number of people. What does that mean? You have to manage 10,000 people. How are you going to feed these people? And you're going to be going for months in the desert, going back and forth. How are you going to be able to sustain all that gathering in the desert? فقال فجل للمسلمين أمرهم ليتأهبوا أهبة غزوهم. And he knew that the army that he was going to be facing also a large number. So he told the people, look, we're going to be facing a large number of people there. And I need you to be prepared for the battle. And he says, قال, we're going to be going to Tabuk والمسلمون مع رسول الله كثير. He says, and they were also, in terms of the numbers, they were many. لا يجمعهم كتاب حافظ. They didn't back then have any kind of records to register who's going to be going in the army. Like there would be thousands of people. So the Mufassirin, they would say, Ahl Hadith, say there are about 10,000 people went out with the Prophet ﷺ that year and that battle. There were so many. And then, قال كعب, فقال رجل يريد أن يتغيب إلا ظن أن ذلك سيخفى له ما لم ينزل فيه وحي من الله. Because of the number of people going out with the Prophet ﷺ, many people they thought, if I don't go out, no one will notice. Because there are too many. So no one knows if you're in or out. And because they had no record, they couldn't tell if you were there, if you were missing. He says, unless the Prophet ﷺ gets a wahi from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's when this will be disclosed to him, salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi. So him, radiallahu ta'ala wa rada, says, قال, وَغَزَى رَسُولُ اللَّهِ حِينَ طَابَتِ الثِّمَارِ. And it was the time when everything was fruitful, and the fruits were ripe, and the weather is nice, أُكْتِ فِي الْمَدِينَ at least, and it was good to stay home, basically. It was good to stay home. قَالَ فَأَنَا إِلَيْهَا أَصْعُرُ وَأَنَا أَصْعُرُ. Basically, I'm looking at the fruits, I'm looking at the shade, kind of like, so trying to stay a little bit longer. Enjoy it before I can leave. He said, I will enjoy a little bit before I leave. Well, because he thought himself, I'm young, I'm strong, I will make it. I'll be able to make it and catch with the Prophet ﷺ. And the Prophet keeps announcing, we're leaving in such and such days. We're going to leave in a few days. We're going to leave tomorrow. And he kept saying, and I was still thinking, I have time. I'll be able to catch up. And then the Prophet ﷺ left Medina and Ka'b stayed behind. What happened to Ka'b? We're going to talk about this, inshallah ta'ala, tomorrow, bidnillahi azza wa jal. Until then, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.